The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara in Maseches Pesachim on Daf Vav Omer Aleph. So the Gemara is like this. Shailim v'dorshim hilchsa pesach, kaidim a pesach shleishim yeim. There's a chiv to be shail v'derish in hilchas pesach 30 days before pesach. Reb Shimon Gamliel oimer shtei shabosos. Reb Shimon Gamliel holds that the chiv is only 2 weeks before pesach. In fact, the Gemara might time the Tanakama. What's the mekor of the Tanakama that's a chiv shailim v'derishim 30 days before pesach? So the Gemara brings Sukkim in this week's parasha. The Gemara says, "Shere Moshe Oimed bePesach Rishon." Moshe Rabbeinu was standing on Pesach Rishon, Erev Pesach, Umazra Pesach Sheni, and he's been teaching the Olam the halachas of Pesach Sheni. Shnemar VaYasu Bnei Yisrael Sa Pesach Me'Adri. Klal Yisrael brought the carbon Pesach b'mayadoi in its proper time, the hainu on Erev Pesach. We're talking on Erev Pesach. V'ksiv in the pasuk says that bay bayim in Erev Pesach v'hi anoshmer shehayu tmeim l'nefesh odom, there were people who were tamei, and they tainted to Moshe Rabbeinu l'minigara, and Moshe Rabbeinu taught them the parasha of Pesach Sheni. So we see that Moshe Rabbeinu started teaching the halachos of Pesach Sheni 30 days earlier on Erev Pesach. Tosfos asks, L'chaira, they asked the question. They asked, should we bring Karban Pesach today? So Fashteitzach Moshe Rabbeinu had to answer them. The Tosfos explains that Be'etzem they asked, should we bring Karban Pesach? Should we bring Karban Pesach? So Moshe Rabbeinu should have told them, no, today don't bring Karban Pesach, and at some future date teach the halachas of Pesach Sheni. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was Meirich and he taught them all the halachas of Pesach Sheni with all the details of Pesach Sheni, Vaistoix was already Bizman that one teaches the halachas of Pesach Sheni. So Mimela, we see from over here that even though Erev Pesach Rishon was the richtig zman to go ahead and teach the halachas of Pesach Sheni. So from there we see that we are shayla v'dorshim hilchas achag shloishim yom kaidim achag. Dahainu that we start teaching the halachas of Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni 30 days earlier. So from there we learn that the halachas of Pesach Rishon also one starts teaching and learning 30 days. Before, and these psukim in Paris Ba'alayscha, the makar of this halacha of Shailim v'dorshim v'hilchaz ha-pesach chayidim ha-pesach shleishim yeh. The Tur in Siman Tov Chof Tes brings us l'halacha Tanya, Shailim v'dorshim v'hilchaz ha-pesach chayidim ha-pesach shleishim yeh. And the Beis Yosef asks, that brings down the kasha of the Rishonim, that l'chayra there's a Gemara Megillah and Aflamid Beis, which is mashed not like this. Because our Gemara is saying that the chiyuv to start learning Hilchos Pesach is Shleishim Yom Kaidim Achag, 30 days before Pesach. The Shaila is, the Gemara in Megillah seems to say not like that. Because the Gemara in Megillah says that Moshe Tikkun Lev Yisrael, Shiyu Shailim V'Dorshim Hilchos HaPesach, B'Pesach, that there's a chiyuv to go ahead and on Pesach to be Shailim V'Dorshim Hilchos HaPesach, Hilchos HaTzeres B'Atzeres, or Hilchos Chag B'Chag. So, Fregn Rishenim, that the Gemara Megillah Lamed Beis, it seems that the whole Chiyuv is Dafkan Yontif itself. And our Gemara is Mashma, that is a Chiyuv 30 days before. And parenthetically, the Chayyuv is another Shaila. Because our Gemara says Pesach, and the other Gemara mentions all the Yom Tov. So the first territory which the Beis Yosef brings is the Ein Hachanami. What's the gate to the Chiyuv Shail V'derish? That's Dafkan Yontif. And that's what the Gemara in Megillah is talking about. The Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesakan, the Yishel V'derish, Hilchas HaPesach V'Pesach, Hilchas HaTzeres V'Atzeres, Hilchas Chag B'Chag, that the Iker Chiyuv to go ahead and darshan the halachas of the Yontif is Dafkan Yontif itself, Pesach, HaTzeres, and Sukkos. what's our Gemara talking about? So our Gemara is talking about a whole different Zach. Our Gemara is talking about the Shnei Talmidim Sheh Shailim. Echad Shel Kenyan. The Echad Shel Shaloi Kenyan. Niskakim Shel Kenyan. We have a klal that if one asks Kenyan, so then we answer the one which is answering Kenyan before we answer the one who answers Shaloi Kenyan. It's not richtig to go ahead and to ask Shaloi Kenyan. So starting from Shtei Shem Yain, Kaidim Ha Pesach, the Shail who Shail the Hilchas Pesach is Shail Kenyan. The Shail Kenyan. The Hainu. Drashas are only given Pesach itself. But if a person comes to ask, it's already the richtige time to ask all your shayles in Nachas Pesach. The Eilam is already prepared for Pesach. And therefore, the shayles are shayle ke'inyan. And therefore, when Niskach Tim Tchila, that's the richtige time to go ahead and to ask shayles in Nachas Pesach. The shayle is called the shayle ke'inyan. But not the pshat that the rabbi would go ahead and make drashas yet. That we're only going on to itself. But it's already this man that a person who's asking Chos Pesach is Shoyal Kenyan. And Lefi this Teretz, you have to learn that even though the Gemara L'chayra says Shoyal Darsh Melchus HaPesach Chayda HaPesach Lamed Yeim, Pesach is Lav Dafk. The Hainu that Pesach maybe there's more halachas, so there's more shaylas. But Al Kapanu, the same halacha would apply to the other Yom Tovim too. That if a person has halacha in Hilchus Shuas or Hilchus Sukkos, within 30 days of Yom Tov, he's considered to be a Shoyal Kenyan. That's the first pshat in the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef in the second pshat says that really our Gemara, which is Pesach, is Dafka, it's Dafka Pesach, and really the Gemara is talking about two different things. Our Gemara is talking about teaching Halacha Baram. And teaching Halacha Baram Avada that you only do for Pesach 30 days, because Pesach is a lot of halachas. You have to be busy with Tchinas HaMatzah, Safiyas HaMatzah, Golos HaKelem, Bir Chometz, and the Beis Yosef points out that Hilchas Pesach, if it's not prepared properly, once Yom Tov comes, it's too late. There's nothing you can do about it on Yom Tov. So therefore, Pesach is a lot of halachas. Hilchas Pesach is Me'uvus L'Yochel Liskein, and therefore, Pesach, Hilchas Pesach, you have to teach 30 days before Pesach. Masha Ein Kein, Hilchas Shavuos and Hilchas Sukkos. Shavuos doesn't really have any halachas except basically Hilchas Yom Tov. Even though Sukkos does have halachas, Sukkos Gan, the halachas of Sukkos, halachas of Lulav, but the Mishnah says not so many halachas because we hold that Sukkos Ganbach and Rakbash is kosher. The Hainu that a Sukkah which is built Shaloi L'Chavona Sukkah is kosher. You don't need so many walls for the sukkah real maker adin. He says, Ravis Shregim Akasher, and since Ravis Shregim will love Makasher, so the mice there aren't so many shilas. So for Hilchas Sukkos, it's enough to start teaching the halachas a few days before, and even preparing for Sukkos, he says, is enough. Erev Sukkos. So, first of all, the Gemara Pesachim, 30 days after Pesach, it's a lot of halachas, a lot of preparations, the other Yom Tov, not, and that's why it says Pesach. I, the Gemara, Shailim Vidorshim, Behilchas Pesach, Pesach, Batzeres, Batzeres, Chag, Bechag. So, that the Mishnah says is a whole different Indian. That's a halacha that on Yom Tov itself, one is supposed to teach the taimim shavurim nitzdavu habemayid lidei shiram shosmot the lasses b'yantif. That's teaching beitzach as yantif, and the taimim more drushes, which are more, I guess, b'derech pilpul, b'derech lomdis. But al kopanim, there's two different kriyuvim. Pesach is a lot of halachas, and you mechuyiv to go ahead and to learn hilchas Pesach 30 days before Pesach, because Pesach is a lot of halachas. The other yom tovim, it's at most a few days before. And then there's a second halacha, and that's the Gemara Megillah, that one darshans on the yontif, on every yontif, the inyonim of that yontif. And that chiv is, first of all, even the pilpul, even the lomnis, even zachin, which seems to have 100% of the gale of Maisa. That's number one. And number two is that chiv is to teach Hilchas Yontif, and that chiyuv is on all Yom Tovim. That's why the Gemara Megillah lists all Yom Tovim, and the Gemara Pesachim only lists Pesach. So that's the basic of the second pshat. The Magen Avraham in Siman Tov Chof Tes brings the Beis Yosef. He brings the Beis Yosef that the Beis Yosef says that Allah Maisa, there's no chiv to be shayl v'derish it the halachas of the other Yom Tevim before Yom Tevim. And the Magen Avraham asks two kashas. First, the Magen Avraham asks from a Gemara in Masechta Sukkah. The Mishnah on that test of an alf in Masechta Sukkah says that Sukkah Yeshana, an old Sukkah, Rashi says, Shasah Kedim Lechag Shleishim Yom, that you made it more than 30 days before Sukkot, for like Pirish Shehid Hashem Chag, and you didn't speak out clearly that this Sukkah is being made for Sukkot. So that's a Sukkah Yeshana. It was made more than 30 days before Sukkot, and you didn't speak out that you're making it for Sukkot. So the Mishnah says that Sukkah Yeshana, Beishamai Paislam, Beishamai says it's possible, who Beis Hillel Machshirin. So the Shaila is, according to Beishamai, who holds that a Sukkah has to be made L'Shem Chag, so, and you weren't pierced L'Shem Chag, what's the difference is made within Shleishim Yom of Chag, within 30 days of Sukkot, or before 30 days of Sukkot? So Zok Rashi, Beishamai Paislam, to buy a Sukkah L'Shma, they need a Sukkah to be L'Shma. Vizu Stam Nasis, and this is made Stam, was made L'Shma. Zok Rashi, V'ilu Teh Shleishim L'Chag, had you been within 30 days of Sukkot, kiven de shaylem behilchas achag kaidem lechag shleishim yom, since you shayl in the hilchas achag before chag shleishim yom, stam ha'isa l'shem chag ha'isa, whoever makes a sukkah makes it l'shem chag, avol kaidem shleishim, but if it's made before 30 days, then stama lav l'chag, that min astam it was not made for a sukkah. Sal kuponim, zetman in this Rashi, or in the Gemara, more or less, that the shear of Shleishim Yom, Kedem Achag, which is kosher according to Beishamai, is the shear of Shailim Vidarshim, Behilchas Asukkas, Lam and Yom, Kedem Sukkas. So, Lechaira, it's Mavur over here, that is a chiv to be Shail Vidarish in Hilchas Sukkas 30 days before Sukkas. Rasha is the Kasha. The Magra brings Rasha. Kivin the Shail Vidarshim, Hilchas Achag, Kedem Achag. So the Marsha says that Perikamad the Psachim we learn out Shayim Ladarsh Milchas of Pesach Kaidim LePesach Labadim. The Efshar Zok the Marsha, the Alfin Hilchas Chagmi Pesach Bashum Drosha. It's Mashra and Chesat. It's Mashra from the Marsha that the Drosha of Shayim Ladarsh Milchas of Pesach, Shtoish Mian Kaidim LePesach is Daraisa, and Sukkis, he says that you learn out Bashum Drosha, that Hainu is Mashra Daraisa de Kalocha. And but the Marsha says that's Mashra over here, that is a din of Shail Vidarshim mid Araisa on Sukkis, at least according to Beis Shammai. Zok the Marsha Vaita, and Beis Hillel who argues, L'chaira, they argue in Sukkah L'Shma. It's reasonable to assume that Beis Hillel also agrees that is a chi of Shail Vidarshim before Sukkis, Shleishim Yom, like Beis Shammai. Now, the Shleishim Yom Beis Hillel is the Halacha Noch Sukkah L'Shma, but the Shleishim V'Darshim, which Beis Shammai obviously holds of a Dereis, the Shleishim V'Darshim, 30 days before Sukkah, that L'Chayr Beis Hillel agrees. So, Frek Tamar Shah, that L'Chayr, there's not going to be Yosef, because L'Chayr is Mavur over here. That is the Dereis, the Kachiv of Shleishim V'Darshim, Behilchas HaSukkah, Shleishim Yom, Kedem HaSukkah, in Beis Shammai, Kalponim, and L'Chayr Beis Hillel agrees. God, the source took a chap teretz that Beis Shammai holds that Sukkah's Ganbach and Rakbash are possible. So the Chayr coined to Beis Shammai, there's more halachas in Hilchis Sukkah's. It's more halachas. So if Beis Shammai holds more halachas, maybe if not, you have dash and shleish and yakeid and machak. But Al Kapon, the Marsha is Mavun not like that, because the Marsha seems to learn that you need a derais adika halacha of Shail of Adarshim in order to make the Sukkah kosher. And once you deal with the derais adika halacha of Shail of Adarshim, so the chayra that, the chayra tainat marasho should not be a machoiks in the Shan Beis Hillel, and therefore tainat marasho, the chayra to burn this halgamar klar that is a chi of Shail of Adarshim on Sukkahs also, as well as Pesach.
The other shayla is from Gemara in Becheres, Mishnah Becheres, Gemara in Becheres. The Mishnah over here in Nun Zayin and Beis says Shloisha Gronis Lameiser. There are three times which is considered to be the Gurin Lameiser. The Hainu that Chazal were Gezer in the Halachas of Meiser Behema, that normal a person is allowed to eat a animal. It's not Tevel. And if you eat the animal, then Taka won't get Meiser. Chazal made Shloisha Prokim. Chazal made three times which you have to take Meiser at these Prokim. And if you didn't take Meiser at these Prokim, then you have, then once this Perek arrives, then it becomes a Tevel Midrabanon. Rashi Zayachim V'chatchila Midrabanon. V'chatchila Dika Isser. But Al Kopalim, there's three times Chazal set aside is the correct time to take Meiser Behema. And the Gemara says that what are they? They're Praise Pesach. Price Atzeres, Price of Chag. The price of Pesach, the price of Atzeres, and the price of Chag. So the Gemara explains what's price Pesach, price Atzeres, price of Chag. So the Gemara explains that the Lashon price is Lashon pras, a part, a half. And so it means 15 days before Pesach, 15 days before Sukkot, 15 days before Shavuos. The Hainu, that's the time which one is Sheol V'derish in the Halachas of Yontif, 30 days before. Half of the 30 days of Shailim V'Darshim is called Pras. So Chazal M'sakim de Gronis. This is Man Ma'is Behema, 15 days before Pesach, 15 days before Sukkot, and 15 days before Shavuos. The Mishnah refers to it as price, half of the 30 days of Shailim V'Darshim. So, Frekta Magan Avram, it's Mavur over here. If you tell me 15 days before Sukkot, 15 days before Shavuos, it's half the time of Shailu V'Darshim, it's Mavur over here. That's the Din of Shailu V'Darshim on Sukkot and Shavuos also. So, that's the Kasha. That we have a Gemara to Shailu V'Darshim, also Pesach Shleishim Yayim. Gemara in Psachim, which the Beis Yosef learns in a second Pshat. Is a whole different halacha than the halacha of Shailim V'Darshim on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. That's Kadosh Meish Rabbeinu, that's in the Pilpul, that's in the Chaz Yontif. But Pesach, Zok to Beisheis, Bezundra halacha, 30 days before, is a lot of halachas. You had to be Shail V'Darish, Shleishim Yayin Kaitim on Pesach, and of them, Frektim Wang and Avram, from two Gemaras. You had the Gemara in Sukkah, which says that the Sukkah is Stamul Lishma 30 days before Sukkot, because that's the Zman of Shailim V'Darshim. So that's the Zman of Shailim V'Darshim. So you see the Chaira, that for Sukkot, there's a din of Shailim V'Darshim 30 days for Sukkot. And you see from the Gemara in Bechaira, so the Gemara uses this expression, Pras, the half, the Zman Gerin, which is fifth for Ma'is Behema, which is 15 days before Sukkot and Shavuos. The Gemara calls it Price, because it's half, the 15 days is half of the Zman Shailim V'Darshim. So Vaistais, that is a Zman of Shailim V'Darshim, according by Atzeres, and by Reish Shavuos, and by Sukkot also. So Chayra, it's Mavur in this Gemara, not like the Beis Yosef second Teretz, Mavur in these Gemaras, that the din of Shailim V'Darshim before the Yontif of Pesach, so the Yontif of Shavuos and the Yontif of Sukkot also. That's the Magen Avraham's Kasha, the Magen Avraham's Machlokes on the Beis Yosef. So in order to mitaretz the Magen Avraham's Kasha on the Beis Yosef, so I wanted to declare the following Chakira and share with the Olam the following Yosef. Everybody's masking that Zalach of Shailim V'Darshim Behilchas of Pesach Kedem of Pesach Lamedim. So the Chayr, you can clear a Chachira. What's the Pshat that the Torah, or Chazal, the Mashmoyis, the Gemara, and the Mashoz, that's the Raisa. What's the Pshat that the Torah was Kivea, the Zman of Shailim V'Darshim, of learning Hilchas Pesach 30 days before Pesach? The Chayr, you could say in two Eifanim. One Eifan you could say is that the Torah understood, Chazal understood, that it takes 30 days to Chaz Elchaz Pesach. So if Baal takes 30 days to Chaz Elchaz Pesach, Memele Chazal Kiveya, 30 days before Pesach, that's when you should start learning Hilchas Pesach. And Enechanami, if it would have taken 40 days to Chaz Elchaz Pesach, Chazal would have mechayved you to go ahead and to learn Hilchas Pesach 40 days before Pesach. It takes 30 days before Pesach to go ahead and to learn Hilchas Pesach. Is that the Pshat? Well, maybe the Pshat's like this. Be'etzem, the Halachas of Pesach is Rechavim Mineyam. Person wants to go through Mishnah Berurah Chelek Gimel, so it takes months and months and months and months. So why would Chazal chayv you to start learning Hilchas Pesach Shleishim Yom Kedem Achag? So the pshat's like this, that the zman of Kedem HaPesach, where Am Mechuyiv to Daigir for Pesach, that starts Shleishim Yom Kedem Achag, Kedem Pesach. The Hainu, that's not the pshat that you shalom dorsh 30 days before Pesach, because that's how long it takes. The pshat's vakert, that there's a zman of shleishim yom kodem achag, kodem haregel, kodem Pesach, that's the zman that I have a chiv to go ahead and to daiga hilchas Pesach. I have to worry about Pesach 30 days before Pesach. Now, since Pesach has a lot of halachas, so memela, now I'm a chiv to go ahead and as one of my achonos of Pesach, not only to bake matzah, not only to mevare the chometz, but also to learn the halachas. But really, it could be it takes much longer than 30 days. The zman of Shleishim Yom is the zman of Lefnei HaPesach. And the emphasis is that if you look at our sugya on Davov, where we're starting, the Gemara is talking mashma like that. Because the Gemara starts off in Davov Med Aleph, Omer Yudom Rav, HaMefarish Yaitse Bishyar, someone who's going out of town. So Kedim Shleishim Yom, if it's before 30 days before Pesach, Ein Sokak Levar. He doesn't have to mevare the chometz. In 30 days, then he is Zokuk Levar. If he goes with more than 30 days before Pesach, he doesn't have to do Mavar the Chametz. So it's like Rishayim. Some Rishayim will learn that he doesn't have to do Bdikas, let's do Bittel. The Rishayim will learn that even Bittel he doesn't have to do. Because it applies like Chametz, which is totally a different Makam, like Chametz Sheini Duakilu, and Mimele, even Bittel doesn't need. Then you have the Gemara of Nuflov Mapilus, the Gemara says. If it's Teh Shleishim Yom, it's Chayiv Levar. If it's Kedim Shleishim Yom, it's Ein Tzarech Levar. And then the Gemara says, Hani Shleishim Yom, Ma'ayah V'detai. What are these 30 days that we're talking about? Kedetanya Shleil V'derash, V'lach Zapesach, Chayidim HaPesach, Shleishim Yom. So the Gemara brings the Shleishim Yom first, what's the gate to the Lach of Daging Vegan Chavetz, to the Beer Chavetz Shabbai. So the chayr it's mashma that the yisid of the din of the shleishim yom is be'etzem a zman of shleishim yom, that the Torah was keveya that shleishim yom kedem achag is the zman of kedem achag. Now, as one of your achanos yontif, you have to go ahead and be shleil v'derish that you should know the halachas. And if you learn like that, be'etzem it's miyushav the kash of the Magen Avraham. Because Be'etzim, let's learn the first Teretz of the Yosef. The first Teretz of the Yosef says that Shleishim Yom, before all the Shalosh Shugoim, if a person asks a Shaila, he's considered to be a Shail Kenyan. He's asking in, he's a Shail Kenyan. Now, the Yosef says in the second Teretz that the Arm Soman Halachas, they have to be learned. So what's the Pshat to have 30 days of Shail Kenyan? The Pshat is, Fakat. Because that's the Zman of Kedem Achak, and that's the Zman. You have to die Gevegen Achak. So if you punkt have a shaila in Hilchos Lulav 26 days before Sukkos, if you have a shaila in Hilchos Yontif 28 days before Shavuos, you're called a Shail Kenyan. Because the Zman of Kedem HaChag exists both by Sukkos, Pesach, and Shavuos. And that's the Havana in the first Teretz of Beit Yosef for sure. There's no chiv actively to go ahead to Darshan, even for Pesach, according to the first Teretz. To teach the Halachas actively even for Pesach. But whoever shail is a Shail Kenyan. So the pshat is because now is the zman of Pesach, the zman of Pesach, the zman of Sukkos, the zman of Shavuos. The second Teretz is masking that there's a barrier of Shleishim Yom Kedem HaChag, which is a zman you have to dagger for the Chag, even by Sukkos and Shavuos. Nor was time to be Shavuos. There's no chiyuv to learn halachas. There's no chiyuv to learn halachas because there's no chiyuv to learn halachas because l'maisa there aren't so many halachas to learn. But Avada will mask him that the Zman of Shleishim Yom is called the Zman of Kedem HaChag. Mimele, when it comes to figuring out when's the Zman of Meiser, and we say that the Zman of Meiser is Preis Shavuos, Preis Sukkos, Preis Pesach, 15 days before the three Yom Tovim, so they should have the animals available for Meiser Behema. The animals available for the Oiler Regolim, that they should be gemeised for Oiler Regolim. Even though we're not actually physically darshening Hilchas Sukkos, darshening Hilchas Shavuos, it's still possible to call it a price. Because this is the Zman of 30 days before the Yontif. the Araya Pesach, we don't ask for 30 days. Pesach is only unique that it has a lot of halachas. But Pesach is not unique that the Torah was conveyed 30 days before as the Zman HaChanaf Yatif. Memela, the price, it passes to have a price Sukkos and a price Shavuos for the 30 days of Drasha, even though B'Pilah were not Darshan because we don't have a lot of halachas. When you come to the Gemara in Sukkah, so the Gemara says that a Sukkah Yishon according to Beishame is possible. Why? Because it wasn't Nasa L'Shem Chak. So you can clear L'Chayr. Within 30 days it's Kosher. Zot Rashi Kishishaylam V'Darshan. What's the Pshat? The Pshat is that because the guy heard a Drasha earlier in the week about Sukkah, so now when he built a Sukkah, he's Stomel, he's Mechavan. If that's the Pshat, then the Chanami. It needs a Drasha of a Pail. But could be that's not the Pshat. Could be the Pshat is that's a stomel shmodik aloha. That since we're holding in this man of Sukkos, memela, the whatever you handle in this zman is stomel for Sukkos, because we're holding already in the shadow of Sukkos. And it's not the fact he heard the drushas, now he's mechavim l'shma. The pshat is in the zman stomel for Sukkos, it is stomel l'shma. And emes, if you look at the marsha, it's a little bit mashed like that. Because the marsha says, the marsha teich dvarov, the Marsha says that Pesach is a deraisa to go ahead and to darshan minyan diyema, and he says a shema ikashum drasha be sukkis that's learned out sukkis from Pesach. So you could learn the Marsha that the Marsha is saying that if you wouldn't have a drasha, you wouldn't go ahead and do it. So therefore, he's saying that you have a drasha to go ahead and to do it, but. L'chayra, it's more than that. If you learn that you have to hear the drasha of Pail, then it's not important really so much the drasha, the makar of the chi of lidrash that it should be a deraisa that you learn from Pesach. L'maisa the darshan, l'maisa sukkah on people's minds, l'maisa the guy can build a sukkah, build a stavah l'shma. The fact that Marsha Grim wants me to drasha is mashed a little bit that Marsha is trying to shaf his man. A zman midaraisa, that in that zman is stomel l'shma. So that's what we're learning out. We're learning out that the Beis Yosef understood zikr in the first teretz, that the zman of Shlosh Yom is a zman, and that's why it affects the halacha of Nofel Mapilus and the Yitzel Aderech, that have 30 days in order to Mavar, and Sukkos and Shavuos Avad also have the zman. And that's why in the first teretz of Taisvis, first teretz of Beis Yosef, the guy is to be a Shel Kenyan. In the second teretz of Taisvis, it's a Beis Yosef, it says, L'maisa, you don't have to darshan. You don't have to darshan. Because Lamaisa, there isn't so much. There isn't Pashas, not so much Darsh. You know, the emes is that the Marshal Zicha has to be masculine such a. So the Marshal Magrom Zicha has to be masculine such a side. Because if they're learning at Yeshua with Darsh 30 days before Shavuos, what are you Darshing for 30 days? You probably push just Chazar. So the Bishayas, there aren't so many halachas. So, Mimel, they have to be masculine. That's a din that these 30 days need Rasha. So Afani Oimer B'Shit Tzav Beis Yosef that the Iker is this man, and all Beis Yosef is saying is Masnet is this man, and that's the Pshat in Sukkos in the Gemara in Sukkah, the Gemara in Bechiris. The only thing is that there is no the Maisa Tzav Beis Yosef. If there aren't so many halachas, you don't have to darshan be'pail.
The Beis Havad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.